Aircheckdownloads.com.
Matt Richardson's Record of the Week. 106 Jack FM.
Yes, it is time for my Record of the Week. Now, if you know Post Malone and you've heard his stuff before, this is very different. He's done loads of rap stuff, loads of R&B, things like that. This kind of really takes a departure into a whole new area. So if you think you've already judged him, give it another go. This is Chemical here on Jack.
It's Chemical.
That is Chemical from Post Malone, my Record of the Week. I'll be playing that every single day at different points in the show. If you only listen for 10 minutes in your car, don't worry. That's the last time you'll hear it. But if you loved it, you can hear it again tomorrow.
Jack FM traffic.
Getting busy out there. A40, very busy, high cogs through to Cassington because of the roadworks near the Cassington lights.
Coffee, definitely, that's it, yeah.
Jack FM breakfast with Matt Richardson.
Matt who?
Good morning, this is Jack FM. I'm Matt Richardson. Now, Joe, Ryan Reynolds has admitted that he bought Wrexham Football Club without asking his other half permission.
Right.
So Blake Lively, I believe she's called.
Yes.
So he went and bought it without going, hey, by the way, I'm going to buy an English, a Welsh football club. Yeah. Is that cool?
Do you think at the time he just thought he wouldn't have to be that hands-on?
Maybe, but also how do you explain that to your partner, that that's what you want to do? Because they'll just tell you it's a bad idea, right?
Yeah, maybe you just, he's got that much money.
He's got loads of money.
It doesn't really matter to her.
No,
what he's spending
it's
it on.
Chump change, isn't
it? It's not like he's going to be like, oh, we can't go on holiday now this year because I've just bought a football club.
Very true, yeah. Now, have you ever bought anything without telling James? Something big.
Something big?
Like that, like a football club.
No, I haven't bought anything as big as that. My buys would tend to be more like things like clothes and shoes that I feel a little bit guilty about because
right.
I shouldn't really be spending. So I'll sneak them into the wardrobe and then when I finally wear them, he'll be like, is that new? And I'll be like, no.
No, I've had it for ages.
Ooh, you've seen this one.
If you out there have ever bought anything big or weird or, you know, and your partner's been very angry, let me know. Text Jack to 81400, followed by your message. What can you get away with? Let me know. This is Jack. Hi there. Now, Steve's been in touch. He bought all three of his son's dirt bikes without his wife's permission.
Oh,
that, I mean, that is bad, I think, you know.
It's really brave.
Well, they're dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah, well,
you know?
Maybe.
So you and your clothes, you're looking quite good now, really. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever bought anything big like that without permission.
No, me neither.
I never asked for permission to buy things, but I've never bought anything really big and wild.
Mm.
Maybe I should get a jet ski this afternoon.
Aircheckdownloads.com.